Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 20th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Environmental stressors and cardiovascular health. Acting locally for global impact in a changing world. A statement of the European Society of Cardiology, the American College of Cardiology, the American Heart Association, and the World Heart Federation. A joint statement from leading cardiology organizations reported that non-communicable diseases account for 70% of global mortality, resulting in over 38 million deaths annually, with cardiovascular disease comprising most fatalities. The statement concluded that ubiquitous environmental risk factors significantly contribute to the genesis and rising prevalence of these diseases. This collective assessment underscores the critical impact of interconnected anthropogenic environmental stressors on cardiovascular health, requiring global and local action. Article number 2. Histone lactylation-mediated metabolic remodeling in vascular smooth muscle cells aggravates aortic aneurysm and dissection by promoting lactate accumulation. This study found that histone lactylation mediates metabolic remodeling in vascular smooth muscle cells. This process aggravates aortic aneurysm and dissection by promoting lactate accumulation. Researchers observed this epigenetic regulation of histone lactylation in the aorta of patients with aortic aneurysm and in a murine model of aortic aneurysm and dissection. Article number 3. Environmental stressors and cardiovascular health, acting locally for global impact in a changing world. This statement from major cardiology organizations reported that non-communicable diseases cause 70% of global mortality, leading to over 38 million deaths annually, with cardiovascular disease as the primary contributor. It concluded that ubiquitous environmental risk factors increasingly influence the genesis and rising prevalence of non-communicable diseases. The assessment underscores the profound impact of interconnected human-caused environmental stressors on cardiovascular health. Article number 4. Regulation of vascular tone of preglomerular renal vasculature by Kaldisman. This study established that Kaldisman, an actomyosin-tropomyosin-binding protein, inhibiting actomyosin-adenosine triphosphatase activity, regulates vascular tone in the preglomerular renal vasculature. Researchers assessed the expression of Kaldisman, myosin light chain, and alpha smooth muscle actin in interlobar arteries from young and old mice. The study also analyzed human renal arteries from patients who underwent nephrectomy or tumor enucleation, providing further evidence for this regulatory mechanism. Article number 5. Clinical impact of switching from or persisting with rivaroxaban or apixaban after a bleeding event. A real-world study in patients with non-valvular atrial fibrillation. This real-world study characterized the clinical impact of changing or continuing direct oral anticoagulants after a bleeding event in patients with non-valvular atrial fibrillation. The research specifically analyzed outcomes when patients switched from or persisted with rivaroxaban or apixaban. Researchers utilized United States claims data from Optum's Clinformatics DataMart database to understand treatment decisions and subsequent patient outcomes in this population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.